The problem is that 40% of the robberies reported in New York City, and almost that number, 38% in Washington, D.C., are robberies of cell phones with a concentration of the iPhone. And so it's a significant problem for many police departments.
Is the app on the phone that helps locate it offering much help in these kinds of crimes?
It is, with the people who do have that particular app. But what happens is that the bad guys take the phones, they basically strip all the data off of them and then resell them on Craigslist, eBay, and in some cases, they've actually shipped the phones overseas.
Has there ever been anything similar like this that drives up the crime rate?
I can't think of anything offhand, Manda, but the real key is you take the incentive, the financial incentive, out of committing a crime. And what has happened is that the FCC have gone to Verizon Wireless, AT&T, other carriers, and said, let's get together where you block the phone and when you learn that it's been stolen. They have the ability to make the phone useless. That's in the works. The other is to create a national database of stolen phones, which would include iPads, etc. And that's going to be the real key, because if they're not worth anything, you're not going to be able to turn them around, and you've reduced the financial incentive of stealing them.
Aside from the value of the phone, can the data on that phone be used for some kind of criminal purposes?
Absolutely. And that's why everyone should have apps on their phone or something that they can wipe the data if the phone is lost, or at least that's not in the phone. Make it password protected, your phone. Change the password if it's stolen. Report it to the police immediately, obviously, and your carrier.